unlock these 7 secrets of power.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this podcast on a daily basis. Why? Because we are in the trenches with you, belly to belly, face to face with the enemy. And the enemy is fear. The enemy is doubt. The enemy is resistance. The enemy is negative thinking. The enemy is thinking about the past. The enemy is all the stuff that is holding you back from having the relationship you want and crave, from having the job that you want, working for the company you want to work for, building the business you want to build, making the amount of sales you want to make. We can help you with all of that through miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. If you're willing to put skin in the game, if you're willing to get serious about your life, we can help you save your marriage. We can help you get rid of negative energy. We can help you attract more sales and opportunities, find that perfect job, create a relationship with your soulmate. Whatever it is that you want to work on, your health, your vitality, your energy, your focus. Now, in today's podcast, we're talking about unlocking 7 secrets of power to the law of attraction. And if you will just follow 2 or 3 of them, I promise you, listen to me now, I absolutely promise you, you will change your life. If you're tired of just getting by, if you're tired of just floating on the river like a cork, going wherever the currents take you, are you tired of things being just out of reach? Oh, I put all the effort I had into it. You know, there are college students that are coming out with degrees, master's degrees, that don't have the kind of job that they're worth. For the time and energy that they put in, they should have a much better job, but they don't. I can change that for you. I can help you change that with the power of the law of attraction and miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. But you have to be willing to get serious. And the first way to change is to subscribe and start listening to these podcasts. Go back the last 2 years or so and listen to every single one. Maybe you'll skip one or here or there because, it's doesn't apply to you. But we're here, as I said, in the trenches with you. We know what it's like. And we're not going to give you a bunch of fluff. We're going to tell it like it is. And these 7 secrets are telling it like it is. Focus, number one, focus. Got to focus. Focus, focus, focus on your intentions. I have a client who wants her husband back. And I tell her, focus on your intentions. See the family sitting around the television, watching a movie together, sharing some popcorn or eating pizza, having a good time with your husband's arm around you. Focus on that picture. Focus on the 2 of you rolling around under the sheets making love. Focus on that picture. But what she tends to do is she says, well, she'll call me up and say, well, how's it going to work? When is it going to work? How long does it take? How in the hell do I know? I know that most people will get results, will start to see noticeable results in whatever they're doing within 7 days. Some people 10, 15 days. Others a little bit longer. It depends on the situation. It depends on a lot of variables. But when you focus on the intention, you're focusing on the outcome. You're focusing on where you're going. So stop asking how long, when, where. I don't see this working. He's living with another woman now and they're serious about each other. And, oh, I don't see how it could work. Why not? He left you to be with her. He can leave her to be back with you. You have more of a claim to him than she does. You're his wife. You have children together. You see what I'm saying? Well, I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, the company already hired somebody. They said they're not hiring anybody now. So what? So what? It doesn't mean anything. I've had clients that were told there's no job openings here. We're not hiring until after the first of the year. Check back then. And they just visualized their future with that company. They focused on their intention. That's all they did. And all of a sudden there was a phone call. I don't know what happened, but it looks like we need one more person. Can you come in? We'd like to make you an offer. Happens all the time. Why do you limit the universe? What's the purpose in that? What do you gain by limiting the universe? So number one, focus on your intentions. Not how, not when, not where, not who. Just focus on your intentions. Number two, unlock your intention power. Now this is a interesting one. Unlock your intention power. This simply means you make a small intention. Okay? I intend to reach across my desk right now and pick up my iPhone. Just did it. Right now. Here it is. I intend to put it back down. Whoa! Success! I'm a success! Do you see? Those are small intentions. I want you to use the word I intend and then I am doing, because they have to go hand in hand. And so you see small intentions. And you make them, and you've got accomplishments. Now you go toward medium-sized intentions. I intend to go to Starbucks today and write an article that will empower people's lives, make them feel better about themselves, and be an asset on our Law of Attraction Solutions website. Okay, so now there's a medium-sized intention. It requires some effort, requires some goal setting, requires some willpower, requires some energy. But now you accomplish it. And then, of course, you have larger intentions. You know, intentions about income, intentions about job advancement, intentions about where you want to live, intentions about retirement, intentions about your health. You're going to be more likely to accomplish those larger intentions and to have them come into your life and manifest and bloom in your life when you start first accomplishing the small ones and then the medium-sized ones. The large ones just naturally follow suit. Small intentions lead to medium intentions. Medium intentions that have been accomplished lead to large intentions. Very simple. Okay. Number three. You. Please write this down. Just pull a car over to the side of the road. You don't have paper, use your arm. You can attract anything. you want. You can attract anything you want. Say it right now. I can attract anything I want. I have no limitations. I have no boundaries. My mind has the ability to connect with the universe, with the matrix of manifestation. And anything I truly desire, I can manifest. You've got to believe that at a core level. You've got to believe that at a core level, because if you don't believe that, then the natural thing, then what you're really saying to yourself is, I probably cannot attract anything I want, therefore I won't try. Do you see what that leads to? Do you see where that's taking you? You think about it. I'll be right back after this important announcement.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haz have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Number 4, follow your bliss. This was after studying all the ancients and all the ancient civilizations and all the mystery schools. The great Joseph Campbell reduced it all to follow your bliss. Follow your bliss. Find out what you're in love with. Find out where your happiness is generated. Find out what you really are. Don't settle for what you've been. Find out and move in that direction. Let every step, every goal be in the direction of your bliss. Number 5, where your attention goes, energy flows. It's a pretty simple little rhyme, and I like it because it's easy to remember. It's easy to say. Where your attention goes. Start putting your attention where you want your energy to go. Focus your attention on where you want your energy to go. Because when you put your energy in a direction, the universe matches you. And pretty soon, there's all kinds of energy, all kinds of manifestation, all kinds of things taking place that are absolutely astonishing and incredible. And you go, how in the hell did all this happen? It's all good. I love it. It's because you put your energy in the right place. Number 6, got to do affirmations. You got to do incantations. They are different. There is a difference between an affirmation and an incantation. And you've got to do visualization. Affirmations, incantations, visualization. You've got to be talking to your conscious mind. You've got to be talking to your subconscious mind. And then you've got to be creating pictures in your mind about the life you want to live. Cut out magazine. If you can't visualize, cut out magazine pictures. Paste them. Don't worry about the whiteboard. Just paste them all over your wall. Literally wallpaper your wall with what you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to be. Get fired up. Put it on your screensaver. Number 7, this is really important. Use your sleep like magic. Now, if you haven't been to our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions, purchased your copy of Lucid Dreaming, I don't know what's stopping you. I mean, you're sleeping for 7, 8, 9 hours a night. That's time that you could be programming your subconscious mind through lucid dreaming. Get the program. It's a few shekels, okay? Put it to work for you. Start making things happen in your life by getting your subconscious mind to work for you. Start clearing out blocks. Start controlling your dreams. That's the secret. Use your sleep like magic. Wow, we're out of time already. Can you believe that? Well, it's time to say goodbye. We don't like to say goodbye, but we'll be saying hello in 24 hours. So be sure and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We're so happy to have you. And we do appreciate deeply those of you who share our podcast on Facebook. We love those shares. It just makes us feel so good. Anyway, you have a great day and pay it forward. You've learned something today. Now take what you've learned, share it with somebody else, pay it forward. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.